This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Earlene McMichael. Who doesn't like movies? That's what Disability Network Southwest Michigan is banking on. For 3 months, it's showing critically acclaimed films for free over lunch in Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, and St. Joseph. The movie for March is Keep the Change, a romantic comedy about a couple with autism. I interview Miranda Grunwell, Community Education Coordinator at the Disability Network, to learn more. Well, first of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
What is this series that you're doing at the Disability Network? What is it called and how did it get started?
So this is our second year for doing a lunch, learn, and discussion series. So March is month two with Keep the Change. And we just wanted a way for people in the community to come and learn about different disabilities in kind of a neutral setting where they didn't have to be afraid. So it's kind of a nice setting. We'll have some lunch and some movies and just enjoy people's company too.
Who's been coming out to the film series?
So we've had a lot of parents come, people with disabilities that have come, and even some local schools, as well as some of their staff.
The last movie was in February, is that correct?
It was. Yep, we showed the movie Intelligent Lives, which was about three individuals with a developmental disability.
That was a documentary, and it actually featured someone from the state of Michigan, from the Detroit area. And these three individuals, they went from high school and how they're kind of transitioning into, I guess, their adult lives. The movie that you're going to show in April, what is that and what is it about?
In April will be Infinity Polar Bear, and it is about a gentleman, a dad, who has two young daughters, and he happens to have a mental illness, and his wife leaves to go to college, and so he raises his two daughters and has a mental illness, and it talks about his story. It's based on a true story, but it is a Hollywood film.
And you selected for your feature in March, the Keep the Change movie. That's really a groundbreaking movie. I see a number of really respected publications have written about this, all the way from the New York Times, Variety, The Hollywood Reporter. The film, I think, officially was released last year. And in 2017, it won a couple of awards at the Tribeca Film Festival, Best Narrative Feature and Best New Narrative Director. Tell us why this film is significant.
So, yeah, I picked this film because it's a movie about two people who fall in love. They have autism, and they picked characters that actually have autism. So in this movie, it's David and Sarah. They have autism, and they're playing people with autism. And that's really important right now in the disability community, that people with disabilities are being picked for the films and not people without disabilities being played in there.
It changes the narrative a little bit about people with disabilities.
It does. It's usually people with disabilities in films, they're played usually as the bad guy or sad or tragic, where this film is really just about two individuals living their life and falling in love, which, you know, a lot of young people want. That's what they dream of, is falling in love. So it's kind of that romantic comedy. There's a lot of comedy in this film, which I think is nice because it's young, you know, young people, and just how they interact with life and how they meet each other. They meet each other in a support group for people with autism. And so there's lots of other people with disabilities in this film as well. And so I just like how it portrays how disability is natural. And these are just two individuals doing things in life that we all do.
Also, the action is centered on the individuals with autism, not focusing on their interaction with others, but it stays kind of within their world and highlighting their issues. In the New York Times, they say that it respects these characters by portraying their whole unfiltered selves.
Yes, definitely. And that's one of the things I enjoyed about this film as well, is it shows their struggles as they're starting to know each other, meeting each other's families. I remember doing that as a young person, meeting my husband's family and my future family, and how nerve-wracking it was. And you can see them in that film and how nervous they are, and their autism, I think, plays into that, as we all do. We all have a personality, and it comes out in that film. And so when they're meeting the parents is one of my favorite scenes.
The movie is about an hour and 34 minutes. Do you play the film in total, or do you just play pieces of it?
Nope, we'll play the whole film. So I'll have lunch ready. I'll order lunch for everybody. So you just let me know that you're coming so I can make sure you have lunch. Then we'll watch the film while we're eating. Once the film is done, we'll have just a discussion about what people liked about the movie, maybe what they didn't, ideas of how maybe we can incorporate more of this into our daily life if somebody will get like a takeaway away from it. And then I also do want to talk a little bit in our discussion about Hollywood and the current casting roles of people with disabilities and the lack of it.
How long does the discussion usually last?
I tried to keep the whole event to 2 hours because I know people have very busy schedules. So I'll try to end the event right at 1:30. But if people want to keep talking, I'll stick around for as long as they want.
You're listening to WMUK's West Southwest. We're talking to Miranda Grunwell, Community Education Coordinator at the Disability Network Southwest Michigan, about a free film series the agency is offering to create awareness about people with disabilities to encourage more inclusive environments. Can you describe the work of the Disability Network?
So Disability Network, we're located downtown Kalamazoo. We are the first stop for people and their families with disabilities in Southwest Michigan. So if you have a disability and you have a question, you come to us. And so we're hoping with this series just to bring awareness of the disability community and give people an opportunity for a safe environment to come and have a conversation without being worried about judgment or fear of their thoughts. So I am our community education coordinator. I've been at Disability Network for 11 years now in a variety of roles, but currently my job is to provide series like this. So our Lunch and Learn series, that's 3 months. And then we also do a lot of other trainings around different disability topics in our community.
Since the theme of this film deals with autism, what in particular do you offer for those with autism at the Disability Network?
So people with autism or any disability, we are a cross-disability agency. We have information referral. So if a person has autism or maybe a family member, they can call and ask questions. So maybe they're trying to figure out resources. Maybe you have questions about what life will look like after high school. Maybe it could be employment or post-secondary. And so we have people just start by calling us and asking any questions they have about situations in life. Maybe it's housing. Somebody might be thinking about moving out on their own. And so they could call us and we can help on some housing topics.
As I was doing some research about the film Keep the Change, I came to understand that the director, Rachel Israel, that she did a lot of interviews with people with autism to put this together, and that the lead, the gentleman who plays the lead, is actually a friend of hers. She wanted to do a film about her friend who fell in love and how that worked out for him. And she decided to cast him. That would be interesting for people to know about the film. You were talking about how in the discussions, people can share their impressions. What are some of the impressions that you have of the film?
So I like the realness of it, that it's really just about two individuals that meet and fall in love, which I like romance. That's kind of my thing. And so I like it and how real it is. What I know of people with disabilities, I can see this in the film, just their characteristic of being kind of that scariness of that relationship, but at the same time, not being scared of that relationship. And it just, the movie is very real to me and it seems realistic. And that's what I think I really like about this film.
I know that you are not an expert on autism, but what would you hope that the audience who comes to this discussion would take away as it regards autism?
I want the audience to realize that people with autism are people, just like any type of disability. Sometimes when you have a disability, that's the only thing people see is your disability. And we're not. We're people, and there's more to us than our disability. And this film helps show that we're all just people.
In the press release that you all sent to the station, you talk about how the film shows positive examples of how non-disabled people can create inclusive environments. Is there some suggestions that you can leave with us in terms of how to do that?
Yeah, so making sure that your places are accessible, buildings, make sure that they have ramps and no step entrances. If you're going to have handouts available, make sure that you offer them an alternative format, which could just be emailing it to someone. So if they use a screen reader or need to make the print bigger, they can. And on any applications that you have for events, just put a simple statement on the bottom if you have an accommodation request to let us know. And so people can call and say, you know, hey, is there going to be an interpreter? Is the bathroom going to be wide enough for me? And it opens that dialogue so that way people know that this will be a safe environment and an event for them to attend.
And if one was looking to be inclusive for people with autism, what might we keep in mind?
I would ask the person with autism what they might need. It might be sound or lighting, but always just that simple accommodation. What can I do for you? And let that person with that type of autism tell you what they need.
And when you talk about sound and lighting, what is it? I realize each person is different, but what is it about autism that we need to be sensitive to those two issues?
I know one particular person with autism who is a friend of mine, and loud noises bothers her. And so she always prefers it when volumes are lower. If we're going to like the bowling alley, she likes to be kind of towards the end where it's not as noisy. So I can only speak from my personal experience.
And what about the light?
She has bright lights. Well, she says that they can give her a headache. I don't know if that's autism related or just her. So if we go somewhere, she always likes it if the lights aren't super bright.
And finally, I notice in the press release, people should know that when they show up for this event, it is a fragrance-free event. So people should not wear any scented products. Why is that?
Yes. So chemical sensitivity is a disability. So for some people, those smells can cause headaches, migraines. It could even cause a seizure. And so we like all of our events to be fully accessible. And so those smells are part of that accessibility of it.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Much success with your showing of Keep the Change.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Disability Network will be showing the Keep the Change romantic comedy about a couple with autism 3 times at its various locations. Screenings are in Kalamazoo on March 18th, in Battle Creek on March 26th, and in St. Joseph on March 27th. All showtimes are at 11:30 a.m. April's film deals with mental illness. West Southwest is produced by WMUK, the public radio station licensed to Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo. You can subscribe to the podcast through Apple iTunes and Google Music. There, you can leave a rating and write a review. For WMUK's West Southwest, I'm Earlene McMichael.